When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My Seven Chakras, episode 316.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
What's up, Action Tribe? AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras, the podcast where you get to listen to simple ancient wisdom for the modern mind so that you can heal. Now, if you've just tuned in for the very first time, then welcome to our community. In today's episode, I'm going to share a story with you called The Parable of the Elephant and Ganesha. And I'm certain that by the end of this session, you're going to look at life a bit differently. My goal with this episode in particular is to remind you of who you truly are and give you the assurance that you'll need on the path ahead. The journey that you're about to embark on is not going to be an easy one, but I assure you that greatness resides within you and I am rooting for you. Now, before we begin, I'd like to thank a person who has just given us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. Andy Kirkland writes, I just finished my chakra clarity call with AJ and I couldn't be happier. Not only is the podcast interesting, entertaining, and enlightening, the fact that AJ is willing to take the time to personally connect with his tribe is touching and inspiring. I'm looking forward to starting my chakra sprint soon and I can't wait for the next episode of the podcast. Thanks for all that you're doing and for your help on my journey. Thanks a lot, Andy, for this review. If you'd like for me to read out your review as well, Action Tribe, then you know what to do. Visit my7chakras.com/review. That's my7chakras.com/review. Share your precious thoughts and hit submit. That's it. All right, so let's begin. So, Action Tribe, this is a story about an elephant named Apu. Apu was a fully grown elephant and had spent all his life at this little village and would often entertain people at the circus or lift wood or do some other work that he was ordered to do by his mahout, his owner. Apu had a few friends, just like him, in this little village that would every day wake up, take a bath, do as ordered, finish a whole day's work, receive their daily structured meals, and then go to sleep, and then begin the next day once again. That was life. That was what a simple, well-behaved elephant would do. But Apu, he was a bit different than the other elephants. He had dreams and he had yearnings. He had heard stories about wild elephants, his ancestors who lived in the dense forests of Mudubalai, up in the wild hills, surrounded by wild animals, eating the fresh, dense green leaves, the flowers and the fruits of the jungle, living the wild and free lifestyle, doing as they pleased, like the kings of the jungle. They were so lucky and privileged to lead such an amazing life, he would imagine. And as soon as he started daydreaming, his mahout, or his owner, would remind him, Apu, do your work. We need to transfer all these logs into the truck by evening, or else I won't get paid, and you won't get food. All right. I'll do as you say, he would reply by getting back to work. Apu did not know who his parents were. Well, some of the elder elephants had once told him that his parents were still in the ancient jungle. But not this one. They were in another province. Apu was once kidnapped as a baby elephant while his parents, along with the other adults, were out foraging for the tribe. That's right, he was snatched from his home and sold in the markets of this village for 200 rupees. And ever since he was a little baby elephant, he was tied to this large pillar with an iron chain around his legs. Apu still remembered the first time he tried escaping from his shackles, wailing and crying and sobbing so bitterly to meet his parents in the jungle and live the life of wild elephants that he'd heard about from his friends, the wild and free lifestyle, so that he could wake up whenever he wanted to, eat whatever he wanted to, bathe whenever he wanted to, and eat the fresh, green, nutritious food from the goodness of the earth. Apu loved bananas, and he had heard that bananas in the jungle were much bigger and tastier. Apu yearned to walk around the jungle, proud and fearless and confident. But along with this yearning, he still remembered the painful memories of trying to escape from these metallic shackles when he was a little elephant. One night when he was 2 years old, he tried to break free. He took a deep breath in and gave off a loud trumpeting sound. And then with all his might, he pushed hard to tear away from the chains around his legs. But instead of it breaking, he developed multiple cuts on his legs which started bleeding. And hearing all that noise, the Mahout and the village woke up and he received 10 lashes as punishment for trying to escape. From that day on, he realized he couldn't break free. It just wasn't possible. So he stopped trying. The chains were too strong and he would only get more hurt and bruised if he did. He still had scars to show for them. Deep down, Apu decided that his fate would be to obey and follow orders so that he could be a well-behaved elephant, do his work, and make his master happy. But one day, he had a little magical conversation with a 5-year-old boy who had come to see the elephant with his family. You see, adults often forget that they can have conversations with animals, but children, well, they haven't forgotten yet. The little boy could emotionally sense that Apu was hurting and was wondering what his purpose in life was. He whispered into Apu's ears, "Apu, I feel your pain. Don't worry. Everything is going to be all right. Just call up Ganesha. He's the god with the head of an elephant. He has the powers to help you remove all the obstacles in your life so that you can live the life of your dreams." So with all his heart, Apu prayed and connected his heart to Ganesha. He didn't have anything to lose. Besides, he was tired and bored with the monotony of everyday life. He wanted to know what was in store for him. Would he ever become a wild elephant once again? So with that intention in mind, he went to sleep. And then, you won't believe what happened that night. Someone was whispering in Apu's ear, "Apu, Apu, wake up, Apu." And Apu woke up to a being of light. Although it was dark all around, the being shimmered and radiated like nothing he had ever seen before. And as he focused his eyesight, he noticed that this being had the head of an elephant, the body of a human being with a large belly. Ganesha himself had come to visit Apu. "What are you doing here, Apu? You should be in the jungle." "Me? Jungle? I'm just a village domesticated elephant. I've been here all my life, almost." "Apu, I can sense your energy. You crave to be in the wild. You crave to be free and independent, right?" Apu nodded his head in agreement. "So what's stopping you, Apu?" Apu pointed out at the chains. And just as he said that, Ganesha started laughing out loud. So loud that the wind started picking up. There was a loud thunder in the sky. and the very ground below him started to rumble a bit. "Let me let you on a secret, Appu." Appu leaned in to listen. "You are stronger than you can ever begin to imagine. You are stronger than all the animals in the kingdom, including the lion, the fearless wild bull, and the strong hippopotamus." Appu replied, "Really? But how come these shackles are still controlling me?" Ganesha asked him,
"Appu, when was the last time you really tried?"
And Appu thought about this. Maybe 10 years back? But no matter how much I tried, I just couldn't break free. And I got hurt and I started bleeding. And I got punished and I was bruised. And I was so sad.
"Hold on right there, Appu," Ganesha replied.
"Back then, you were a baby elephant. And now, you're a 5,000 kg elephant with legs that can destroy an entire tree. Remember this. Never let your past hold you back from what you're truly meant to do or be. Just because you tried and failed in the past, it doesn't mean that you will fail again, does it?" Appu was a bit surprised and amazed by these empowering thoughts because he had never considered it.
"Appu, never let someone's opinion of you determine your reality. If you can dream it, which I know you have, then you can do it too. Tell me, Appu, what do you really want?"
"Ganesha, I want to be free. I want to meet my parents. I don't know if they're still alive. I want to roam in the wild jungles and be with the other elephants, my friends."
"Appu, if you can dream it, you can do it. I want you to break free from your negative experiences and the memories that are no longer serving you. I am now going to infuse your energy body with my intelligence and my determination and my abundance mindset. And with my power of love for my parents, Shiva and Shakti. This will have the effect of you awakening your Kundalini and activating all 7 chakras in your body. And once that happens, you won't be Appu anymore."
"Then who will I be, Ganesha?"
"You will be called Appu Raja the Mighty, son of Sarva Siddhanta, and heir to the throne of the jungle."
"Really?
Are you ready, Appu?"
Appu trembled a bit because his memories were still sort of holding back, but he was ready for this.
And so it happened. Appu experienced a jolt of energy from within, from the root of his entire existence. And he shook and he shuddered. And he felt his energy body getting rid of all the memories and emotions and feelings and pain and regret and negative experiences that were holding him down. It took a few seconds. And once that was done, he felt so much more light, abundant, and ready for it. "Appu, I've done what I need to. It's your turn now. Remember, you need to take this decision yourself. Once you break these shackles and enter the forest, life won't be the same again. Yes, you will experience the freedom and the abundance of the forest, but along with that, you will have to embrace the uncertainty, the challenges that accompany it too. You'll have to find your own food. You'll have to defend yourself from predators and other wild animals. You'll have to be prepared to learn the ways of the jungle. Because at the moment, you are a domesticated elephant. Are you prepared for this? Think deeply and mindfully. On one hand, you have this day-to-day existence. And on the other hand, you have the wild and free lifestyle that you've always dreamed of. And Apu replied, Ganesha, I'm ready to accept my destiny as a wild elephant. Then so be it. And so it is. And with a puff, Ganesha dissolved into the thin air. And then, with all his might, Apu Raja, the mighty, attempted one more time to break free from the shackles that had been holding him down for so many years. And clank! Without much effort at all, he broke free. Wow! Is that it? And then, just as the sun was about to rise at dawn, he strolled casually into the forest as a wild elephant, never to return again. And legend has it that he met his parents, found a wife, and started his own family, and had many baby elephants, and they lived happily ever after. Action Tribe, there are a couple of things that we can take away from this story. Firstly, you are stronger than you know. Most of us are walking around looking at the shadow that we cast, not realizing what a beautiful, large, radiant, powerful, and colorful aura that you have. Don't let your past failures or disappointments or challenges hold you back from trying once again, because it takes time, it takes patience, and it takes consistent action to transform your life. Even the best in the world have experienced numerous failures, but they didn't let those failures to define who they were. Another takeaway is that your childhood has played a crucial role in shaping the individual that you are today. When you were young, you were like a sponge, and your brain was vibrating at delta and gamma, meaning that you were very receptive to new ideas and models and concepts and thoughts. And very soon, those ideas became your natural programming. In other words, you entered the matrix. And even till day, those programs are playing at the back of your mind without you even knowing it. And just like Apu felt that he couldn't let go of his shackles, what is that one thing that you feel that you cannot overcome? Is it finances? Is it health? Is it a relationship that you want to make or heal? Is it possible to transform the programs and patterns that are no longer serving you by accessing and healing your stuck and blocked chakras? Very often, we let the complexity of the wisdom of the chakras to hold us back from actually taking that small action and experiencing a shift. If you'd like to find out if one or more of your chakras are blocked and what you can do about it, then I would love to support you personally. I'm offering a few one-on-one chakra clarity calls this week and next, and during these calls, I give you an opportunity to express your challenges and difficulties. We discover what your vision and goals are, what is your version of the wild and free jungle, and we will come up with a roadmap of transformation for you. If you'd like to set up a call, then visit my7chakras.com/energy training. That's my7chakras.com/energy training. And just take a moment to fill up your application form and then set up our call. Now, to read the entire transcript for this particular episode, go to my7chakras.com/316. That's my7chakras.com/316. And if you have a thought, a comment, or you'd like to connect with me, right? You have a question that you'd like to ask me, then my email is aj@my7chakras.com. aj@my7chakras.com. And finally, if you'd like to donate to our movement, then please consider doing so. It's pretty expensive and time-consuming to do these episodes, and I'm always trying to up the quality and the effect, right, of these episodes. And I would really, really benefit from your support with a one-time safe and secure donation via PayPal, right? And by the way, Marisol, wherever you are, if you're listening, thank you for your last donation that you made. It really, really made my day. Action Tribe, the link you need is my7chakras.com/support. my7chakras.com/support. I hope you enjoyed today's session, and I hope you have a wonderful
pleasant and loving day. Talk soon.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at mysevenchakras.com. That is mysevenchakras.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.